man. There's like a million things you gotta click.
Oh.
I gotta be more present when that little live thing pops up.
That was the funniest thing I've seen all day. Well, and I've seen a lot of funny things, and that was probably the funniest one.
Well, I think only people in the playback are gonna see that, because once you get the notification that you're live, you're probably only just now checking it. Oh, Winject Studios, that was epic. Yes.
They saw it.
Well, I think now's the time we just glaze past that messed up intro, and then we just cheers. How about that?
Well, I'm nursing. Oh, wait a minute.
Mine's downstairs. Tink, clink.
Yeah, I'm nursing a cold.
You gotta boom your screen. Yeah, and you gotta boom your.
Did it fix?
No, you're still blurry. There you go.
See, this is why we shouldn't do this. Where's my mug? Yours is coming. Yours is coming.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, you are sipping on water. I have.
Nope. I'm sipping on some tea. I got some tea.
I've got Spindrift.
You're like trying like Aha and Spindrift and.
Yeah. This is mine from earlier. I still haven't got rid of the can. This is probably the most premium of them all. This is Sam's Club water.
Wow. Fancy.
Only the best for my palate. So, how are you today? I feel like I talked to you this morning, but haven't talked to you since. That's a long good. Time for us.
It's a long time.
It's a long time for us.
You know, what's funny is sometimes Jason and I will just get on video, mm-hmm. and we're not really talking. We're just working. Not really kind of talking to each other for about anything. Mm-hmm. And my wife heard us earlier, and she kind of poked her head in, and she asked me later, she goes, "Who are you talking to?" I was like, "Oh, I was going to call Jason." She's like, "Oh, is it like a meeting?" I was like, "Nah, we were just working." She's like, "So you guys just sit and talk on the video?" And I was like, "Yeah, we do."
Yeah. It's like our office.
Yeah. Our yeah. Office. You know, we got to do it sometimes just to kind of, break it up.
We've had several of those where it's like just hours, but we're working on something. It's not like we just have it open just to chit chat, because we're not getting anything done. But
no, it's not mostly. I mean, sometimes we do have it open and we are talking, but we're working on stuff. Like as we're most of the time it's separate things, but sometimes it's working
because
on one big project
because we're entrepreneurs.
And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Because there's a misconception about. Entrepreneurs working from home, working. Gosh, my throat. I feel like I'm sound like Snuffleupagus.
You sound fine. You said that earlier. I think you sound just fine.
I'm nursing. Yeah, you know what?
It's because you probably have the earbuds in, man, and it's like.
I don't know, but whatever. It is what it is. So yes, today we're going to talk about the misconceptions of being an entrepreneur. This is something we talked about with last week, just kind of briefly at the beginning of last week's live. And Nikki actually commented a couple of times.
Nikki.
Yeah, we wanted to be able to get her on today, just to kind of talk to her, but it didn't work out. So, but the point I'm trying to make is there was a comment that was made to me a couple months ago. I was talking about something about how somebody needed to do something. And they said, well, it must be convenient. You get to just do that from home and work from home and do that, all that sort of stuff. And I was like, yeah, you're right. It is convenient that I get to work from home.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
I don't have anything going on. I just sit at home in my PJs and do absolutely nothing all day.
And my gym jams.
Come on. I was like, I worked really hard to get where I'm at, one. And yeah, I worked really hard to get where I'm at. And even when I worked my a 9-to-5, a regular 9-to-5, I was working from home. Mm-hmm. I negotiated that, right? It wasn't something that they just decided. Like, I had the conversations before, pre-COVID too, talking to them and saying, hey, I want to be able to work from home. My commute was really long. The point I'm trying to get is, like, there is a misconception that you're an entrepreneur means that you just you do whatever you want to do. You sit at home and do it. And I think a lot of that stems from, you've seen these ads that are out there on Facebook that says, how I made seven figures last year.
No, eight.
Eight Nine. Figures. Just keep going up. I made seven figures last year from my camper, traveling the country, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
on my cell phone. I see those all the time. It's like, it's the bunch, the reel, you know, where they go, and they're like, oh yeah, look at me. Oh, I'm doing social media from my phone. I make so much money. This is not just a rant to talk about that, but you know, like you were saying earlier, Nikki was on our show last week. She is a laptop lifestyle. Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know, Chris, can you throw up that one that you put up there before? Were you talking to Nikki? I want to make sure that we reiterate this. Nikki, you were a great inspiration last week. We had a great time talking back and forth with you and giving you some different tips about how to develop rapport early on in the relationship, and obviously also how to foster that as you develop business relationships. But make sure that you send an email over to booking@winjack.com, and they'll hook you up to get on, you know, one of our shows, whether it's next week, whatever. We love feedback, and we love talking. We love talking to people. We love talking to the listeners, and we love trying to help solve problems, you know, during the course of the show. So, entrepreneurship. So we got off on this whole rant about entrepreneurship because we see these things that happen all the time where it's like a Facebook ad, like you were saying, Zach. So it's a Facebook ad, and it's like, drop all of your responsibilities and join this plan, buy this course to learn how to be the, in all caps, T-H-E entrepreneur, you know, do these things and you will be uber successful, and you will live on a beach, and you will hang glide, and you will do all these amazing things. But you know, the thing is, none of those videos show you actually working. You like, passive income is like a real thing, right? You can make passive income. Sure. Yes, you can make recurring revenue, but you actually have to do some freaking work, you know? And that's the thing that these like ads and stuff like that, these misconceptions about entrepreneurship kind of just glance over. It's like, oh, you've got your own job, you got your own business, now you just have all this free time. No, I have less free time. I am more chained to what I have to do during my 9-to-5 time than I was before. Now there is freedom to be the one who says, okay, I'm going to take off now. Or, you know, like before, like we have a guy painting our bedroom literally right now, he's on the side of this wall. And I had to spend 30 minutes this morning getting it ready. Now, if I had a job somewhere else, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I would have had to do it like before I went into work. But I started at 8, got work done, went over, rearranged the room so the guy could paint, and then came back to work. And I'm still on top of my work. But one of the frustrating things is the thing that just irritates you to no end, Zach, as well, is like when people just preach all this prosperity that's going to happen as an entrepreneur, but they just glance over the hard work.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating as heck to me.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you do have, like, to your point, yes, you do have the flexibility. One of the things I did this past week, Jason makes fun of me for this, but I go get massages once a month for my back. I sit, I stand, and I and all that sort of stuff. So
in the massage?
No, sorry. Let me rephrase that. I sit a lot, and I try. I have a standing desk. So I stand too, but over time, it hurts your back. So I go get massages once a month to loosen up all the crap in your back, right?
Loosey goosey.
Yeah. So if I had a 9-to-5, I wouldn't be able to do that or get my hair cut in the middle of the week.
It would have to be during time that you have allotted for like family time or person.
Right. So yes, there is that.
Do you have a mat?
I have carpet.
No. I don't know why we haven't had this conversation before. You need a cushiony mat. Like, go out this weekend and get one. It makes the whole difference, because when you stand on just carpet, you're only standing on the carpet and the carpet pad and whatever foundation you have underneath, whether it's wood or cement. And that is a nightmare. That is jacking up your back. Don't do that. Get a foot pad, get a standing pad, and it will night and day difference. You'll stand way more often. Your back will get better.
Well, there you go. Well, I still think I'm going to go see the masseuse.
Yeah, go to the masseuse. Do your fancy thing. What do they? Chris, put that back up. What does it say? Make an investment into yourself. Become a 10-year overnight success. Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those things make me laugh. To my point though, is like, yes, you have the flexibility, but there. Our team can attest to this, is that we're very busy. It's not something where we're just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs going, what do we want to do today? No, it's, you know, there's days and weeks we're putting, you know, 50, 60 hours a week in. You know, a lot
of times where you can, like a few months ago, back during the summer, we took a family vacation. So we took, I don't know, several days off, and we all went together. We said, hold the phones.
Hold the phones. Yeah. And I'd like to do that again. So Jason, we got to talk about that. But yeah, so you have the flexibility, but I think the misconception is that you sit around and you work in your PJs all day and you get to do whatever you want to do. You can play video games when you want to. Yeah, you can do all those things, but guess what? Those things don't pay the bills. So you have to get down to work. You have to get things done. And I think that there's a misconception that, or you can, I think because that was that Tim Ferriss book, the 4-hour work day. Is it 4-hour work day?
Work week.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. I get what he means. I've read the book. And I remember reading it and like, yeah, this seems great, but I don't know how real this is. I don't know.
It's an idea. It's not.
Well, I think that some people buy into it, mm-hmm. literally. They buy the book and then they buy into that whole mentality. And I think for some people it works. I think it depends on the personality that you have. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it's reality. And I think that as an entrepreneur, there's so many hats that have to be worn. Yeah. There's so like
I have several.
The 4-hour, yeah,
and figurative.
The 4-hour, if it's a 4-hour work week, who's doing all the bills? who's doing all the invoicing? Who's doing all the actual work that has to get done? I mean, if you're selling a product, I guess it's one thing, but still you have to worry about shipment. You have to worry, like, there's, unless you've hired somebody to do all that stuff for you and you just sit back and do it. But
yeah, I think the big dogs would be like, oh, it's about delegation. Well, you know what? I don't have a stat, but I feel like we're speaking to, and often we speak to solopreneurs or entrepreneurs with very small teams and limited resources. So while you might be an entrepreneur working for yourself and you've got, you know, you have a team, there's not unlimited resources to be able to offload all the things that you need to do to properly run a business. So while you were talking, I pulled up this list on, what is this, Business Insider. And it's myths and misconceptions about being an entrepreneur. I think we've already hit on a couple of them, but one of the things that's number one on the list is entrepreneurs can only be successful if they have large funding backing them. It's funny because we talked about this off and on throughout the years. And it's like, okay, if we're going to do this, do we need to have some type of capital to get us to the starting line? Like, what's going to allow us to go from moonlighting and the 5 to 9 freelancing, as we always say, but what's going to take us from it being a side hustle into a full-time business? And, we talked what does it mean? Do we need to bring a product to market? Do we need to have capital investment? Do we need to have an angel investor? Like, what is
that's what
do?
I said. I was like, we need an angel investor who's not going to require us to pay anything back.
that was the joke. We need an angel investor that's just going to literally just give us a chunk of cash to actually start the business. Or, you don't need VC funding or anything like that. You don't need that. You need a dedication to the cause that you've set yourself towards. So, if it's Nikki, for example, I don't know if you actually own the salon or if you've own a seat in a salon, but if that's your dream to be, that successful entrepreneur, hustle till it happens. Some people do find success by getting, funding. Because it's necessary maybe to get to a certain tier that you want. Maybe you have to have that cash investment in order to make something happen. But there's just as many stories out there of successful companies who have risen from absolutely nothing. But it's also being in the right place at the right time. So there's so many factors that go into being a successful entrepreneur that are out of your control. But I think that of the things that you can control, it's about having the right mindset, which we talk about a lot. And it's about hustling and doing the work, right? What's Kirby Smart say? What's the best? What's the coach of the best football team in college football right now? What does he say?
He says, keep chopping.
Keep chopping. Keep chopping wood. And wait, that's what it is.
We got to get Chris at some point. We got to get you on here, brother. We got to fulfill something.
The Amazon delivery is taking a real long time to get you those Georgia clothes, brother.
We've already played 3 games.
So number 2 on this list, entrepreneurs have cushy hours. We already talked about that. False.
Let's go back. There is a misconception. Yes, you can. Here's the thing. I'm big on work when you are the best. For me, I focus better in the morning. I'm going to shift my hours so that I can maximize the time that I work the best, which is the morning time. So getting up earlier than, you would for a normal 9 to 5, mm-hmm. and getting a bunch of stuff done early, because when I hit that about now 3:30 mark, my brain starts to turn to mush. Yes, I'm useless at that point. Right? So,
That's why we're doing the show. Zach uses this time to reboot to make the last hour of the day.
This is that reboot. I get what they're saying. Like cushy hours, like you get to do whatever you want. And yes, that is partially true, but it's also partially not true because I can't tell you how many times I work a full day and then everybody goes to bed and I have to come back in here and finish what I'm doing because there's deadlines that got to get met. So,
well, it's because it's up to you. I think that's the part that people and the people who have comments, the people who have like nasty comments about you being an entrepreneur, not like you, but like, the general you being an entrepreneur and getting to do what you want when you want, blah, blah, blah. They're jealous. They're speaking from a place of jealousy. Totally. Yeah. Right. They're jealous that they haven't made the jump. They're jealous that you are the captain of your own ship. Because I feel like, for everybody who has some sort of entrepreneurial spirit, and you have that, you feel that call, but you don't accept the call. it's like a phone buzzing in your ear until you do. And it's just like there. And you're just like, no, I'll get it later. I'll get it later. I'll get it later. And then people get really frustrated and they become unhappy with themselves and with their job and everything, just because they're just pushing off that call that's just ringing and ringing and ringing. Right.
Yeah.
So they're jealous. They're haters. But yeah, you know, you can't blame them, because they let that resentment, you know, make them upset.
You yeah.
Just kind of feel bad.
Yeah. What else is on that list?
Let's see. Let's find a good one. Not only that one. Okay, here we go. Entrepreneurs need to be well connected in order to make it. False. You can be a couple of yokels. Like us. A couple of bumpkins. Hasty, if you will.
I think there is some truth to it, and also some lots of fault. I keep doing this. I keep saying that there's some truth to it. There's some false to it.
Yeah, but the whole point of this is that the misconception is that it is a binary thing, right?
It's not.
Right.
I think you end up finding a lot of connections as you go through. As you are an entrepreneur, as you continue in your career, there are a lot of connections you start to make. One of them that we just did with Chris, I mean, this year has been fantastic over at Winject. But it's when you start making those connections, then yeah. But to get started, no, it's not a requirement. And I think you're right. There is a misconception there that, oh, I don't know all the right people. So what? Go and find the right people.
False. You need to solve a massive problem and be the best at it. Connections come later. Yeah, for sure. Because you get recognized. You get recognized for that. You know, I think one of the biggest testaments to hard work and doing a really great job and being noticed at doing a great job is when we just both decided to leave the companies that we were working at full time. Both of those companies were like, hey, you're doing consulting. Can you still do consulting for us? Like they wanted to maintain that relationship. And I think that's a great testament to you and I who started this company and how that works. So like we were not connected. We've grown the business over the last 8+ years. And, you know, even as we were leaving, we were making connections that will serve us, you know, down the road, because
they have
to other connections. So, no, it's about doing good work. You're right. Absolutely, Chris. It's about doing work that's well and getting noticed for it. Let's see what else is on this list. No. Entrepreneurs are never stressed out.
Oh, gosh.
Did we just do an episode about this 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. No. I think because you have so much riding on you, there's a lot of pressure that I don't think that that people fully understand. Because here's the thing, like, what does it say?
Where did you get this? It's Business Insider. Now, it's speaking specifically to the misconceptions. So these are not like actual things that people are saying. The article is true. It's saying that things that they've heard are actual misconceptions.
Yeah. When you get into this thing, when you start doing your full time, like you're in your business full time, like you said earlier, it's all riding on you.
Yeah.
That's when the pressure turns up, especially when you start hiring people. The pressure turns up even more, because it's like you're not just taking care of yourself or your partner. It's now you've got employees who are counting on you to be able to provide income consistently, and that's pressure. When you have projects that are going on that you don't have time to get complete because you've been in meetings over and over and over and over and over and over and over. When you have meetings all day and you have projects that have to get done, you gotta do both. You gotta figure out how to do it.
Well, you know, it's funny is speaking of meetings, Jennifer, my wife asked me yesterday, was it yesterday? I don't know. Days run together. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Wednesday. We had a meeting in the morning. No, I had three meetings yesterday morning.
Yeah. I did too.
You were in two of them, and then we both had individuals. And the last meeting was to actually work on something with the client live. But the first meeting was like a prospecting meeting. Second meeting was like an update call with the client. And so it was busy meeting morning. And I told my wife as I went upstairs, I was like, okay, going to be in meetings all morning. I'll see you when I see you. I'll see you probably at lunchtime. And she's like, how do you get any work done if you're just in meetings all day? I'm like, well, the first two meetings are to get business, or first meeting is to get business. The second meeting is to make sure the business that I've been fulfilling is good. And the third meeting is to work on work.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, you have lots of meetings, and yeah, you are an entrepreneur, and you are you're the guardian of your schedule, and you're the creator of your schedule. But there's a lot of stress that comes with that. Also, as you start to onboard, you know, employees, and as you, like you said, take on more expenses and stuff like that, you're gonna, there's more stress there to make sure that you're doing right by your team.
Yeah. Well, one way I think you can combat some of that pressure of what Jennifer said to you, how do you get any work done if you're in meetings all day? One, I think you need to set stricter times on what your meetings look like. Set it for 30 minutes. And I think unless
it's 15, you know, don't devalue a good.
Yeah. We did it this
15 minute meeting. Yeah.
We did it this morning. Yeah. We had a client update meeting. We had it blocked off for an hour. But we talked for 15 minutes, and that's all we needed for ourselves and for the client. We said, hey, we got this blocked off for an hour, but I don't think we need it. I think we're pretty much on the same
page here. I got so much work done in the 45 minutes following that meeting. I was like, free time. I can actually do some work now.
But I think you can combat it by setting your meetings to 15 minutes, 30 minutes, unless it requires, like, we have some meetings that are buyer persona meetings or a marketing strategy meeting that we have with a client. So those are going to be a little bit longer. We know that, but that's like, to your point, that's getting work done in the meeting. It's part of what we have to be doing anyway. So I think another way you can do that is to have set days where you actually hold meetings, right? So you have, say it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you have meetings. Those are your meeting days. What does it say? 15 minute meeting, 15-minute buffer rule. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point. The buffer, don't put them back to back.
Sometimes you can't help it.
I know, but like that kills me. I hate having to message a client and be like, I need 5 minutes. This meeting's running long, or I need 10 minutes. This meeting, I hate running over.
Yeah, exactly. But I think just set some days where you actually have days where you work.
Mm-hmm.
And don't overwhelm yourself over your schedule. Say you have time for three or four meetings in a day. Let that be the thing that you do. Only three or four meetings that day. That's it. Don't try to squeeze another one in just so that you can. So anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. This next one on the list just reiterates what we were saying before, is entrepreneurs work from the beach and Starbucks a few hours a day. You wake up late, you work from Starbucks or the beach, checking emails, then pack it up and call it a day. Thanks to modern technology, entrepreneurs are always plugged in. Lies. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Just to say it again, like those ads are so mean. Because I just remember, what was it? It was about 5 years in or so, 4 or 5 years in, that we were side hustling. And we hadn't gone full time yet. And I felt like that was probably one of my lowest points, where I just was like, I feel like I'm almost done with this. I don't know how much more side hustling I can do. I think I'm going to, I think I'm going to just, you know, implode. I was so tired. I was just exhausted all the time. And, I think we also had our first kid. And
let's say it was also, we had her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yours was a little bit older. Mine was about one. I was like, man, I cannot do this. And, but we kept going, you know, we never gave up and I'm glad we didn't, but, yeah, man, it's just, the thing they just don't, it's so mean because I would see these ads and, you know, it was just do this and you make it, you know, take my course and I'll explain to you all of these things that I do in order to get more business and work less. And, it's just, it's so mean. Like there might be some truths in there, but, it just frustrates me that, some of these sellers prey on that specifically because it's a really easy thing to prey on.
Sure. Right?
Because it's the people who are the most vulnerable and the most looking for that lifeline as you're just like, you're at the end of your struggle and you're like, I can't tread water anymore. Just please just throw me the magic thing that's going to lift me out of this water.
Yeah. Everybody's looking for that silver bullet. There's not one. There's just not one.
It doesn't exist.
There's and no people course,
who, there's no mentor.
And people who say that there is one that says I can guarantee it, it's a lie. It's the same thing as like saying I can make your video go viral. No, you can't. Like there's just no way you can. Yeah. So I think there's some people that there is a quote unquote formula, and you just have to have that certain personality and it works. But the likelihood of majority of people having that personality is low. And I think also two people saying, oh, well, I don't have the entrepreneur spirit. Some people don't, but I think that there's a lot of people that actually have more than they think they do. What does it say here? What would you say is the most persuasive issue with scaling a business and still being a great family man, woman? This is a big topic. Well, this is where Jason hates me saying work-life balance, but I don't
it's
know.
A thing, I just hate the phrase.
Here's what I would say. Form your schedule, form what you want to form your schedule, form your business around your passions. And that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we have done. We said that for a long, long time. We've worked in companies who said family is very important to us.
Long tongue?
What?
Sound like you said long tongue.
Yeah, don't make fun of me. I got a stuffed up nose.
I heard it now. Long tongue time.
We worked at some companies that said that they were family oriented and said that, you know, but if your kid was sick and your wife was sick, and you need to stay home and take care of it. It was like there was a suspicion that you're trying to get out of work. And it was just like this negative mm-hmm. environment to be in. And it was exhausting. And I think that you shouldn't have to question some of those things. What did I say there? It's not a thing.
It's not a thing if you do what you love. Then you don't, you don't know the difference between work and play. I hate that saying. Yeah, I get it. The, you know, I would say for me, one of my favorite jobs prior to doing this, was, working at the resort. And on my very first day, my boss, who's best boss I've ever had, probably because she was the first boss that I had on like a real career, who saw potential and just let me just run and try and meet that potential. Just gave me a lot of like lateral movement. And was just a really great inspiration. But, she said on my very first day, I got there, she did a photo shoot all day. She was gone all day. She saw me at the very beginning of the day. And I clocked in and, she saw me at the very end of the day, right before I left. And during all that time in the middle, I was just trying to figure out what my job was. And, I had gotten some work done. I talked to people, made some meetings, sent some emails. And I was just trying to find my way. And, cause it was a new position and nothing like that had been done for, where I was working. And she looked at me because I was already seeming a little overwhelmed. And I was like, well, I do this and it's almost 5 and gosh, I need to email this person and this person wants to meet. And she looked at me and she said, you're never going to be done. And you need to be okay with that right now. And I was like, what? She's like, you're never going to be done. You're never going to be done working. There's always, as soon as you finish something, there's always going to be the next thing that you have to do. And everything is going to carry over to the next day. And you have to be okay with that. So you need to find a place to stop that momentum and then pick it up the next day and just start running again. And then find a next place at the end of that day and put it down and then come back and pick it up the next day. And I think that's one of the best things for people who are trying to find a balance with growing a business, you know, being an entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever, and also having a family balance. It's do whatever you got to do in the morning. For me, it's getting the kids ready, getting breakfast going, getting the kids out the door. The kids are out the door at 8, and then I turn and I go upstairs to the office at 8 o'clock, and yeah. I work until 12:30 when I take my lunch. I come back, clock back in, and then I work until 4. And that is my balance. I try and keep, you know, a rigid structure on that. So that way my family knows what to expect. My family knows that I'm going to be done at a certain time. And sometimes I have to go over a couple minutes. Sometimes I have to work late at night, but I usually try and keep those boundaries, those start points and those end points very clear so that they understand what I'm doing and when they can come in, or we know when we can go downstairs, or, hey, when can we go outside and play? Okay, well, they're down at 4. They're looking at the clock. They're like, okay, it's almost 4. Daddy's going to come down. So I think it's very important to have those boundaries and for them to be very clear to your loved ones so they know when you're working and when you're not working. Because I think for entrepreneurs, especially now for those who work from home, that can be a little bit, it can be unclear unless you make it that way.
Yeah, and I think everything's a trade-off, right? Everything's a trade-off. Working more typically means more money, but you kind of have to decide where that line is for you. Where's your line? The actual question you asked, Chris, was, I think at the end of the day, if you have done a lot of work that day, but you've sacrificed a lot of time away from your family, a lot of time away from, if you say you're not married, you don't have kids, say it's your friends, or then what are you doing it for? Mm-hmm. Is it just to get a bunch of stuff done and say, I got things done today? Great. But at the end of it all, if you've sacrificed friends, you sacrificed family, and you gained a lot of money and you gained a lot of fame, or you gained a lot of movement in your business to move forward, but you sacrifice all those things, was it worth it?
Yeah.
Was it worth it? And I think that some people can say, I think some people honestly that they don't care. They really don't. I think some people just say, well, I don't care.
That's a good one, Chris. No, you're non-negotiable.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think that it's, as an entrepreneur, you want to do what brings you joy. And what others, and you know, maybe if your job is to bring joy to others, you know, it's that joy, and you don't want to screw with the joy. So that's my new phrase. Don't screw with my joy. And I think that if your joy is spending time with your friends and family, don't let that interfere with it, especially if it's your business, you know, especially if you're building something, especially if you're in the building stages. If you're in the building stages of creating something, don't start it wrong. Don't start it wrong by running yourself ragged and, you know, letting relationships die, you know?
We talked about that once before. Was that very thing. What's it say? Would you rather be able to buy whatever you want, or rather have to beg for things that you need? Yeah, I think, like I said before, I think that you got to decide what's worth it to you. Mm-hmm. And for us, family is important. Family is everything. Because at the end of the day, like, what are you doing it all for? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's this misconception that, like, yeah, you have to work all the time, and you don't. Yeah, yeah. I just think that you got to be careful. You got to be careful because I think it, one of the dangers of running your own business is you don't know when to cut things off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you, especially if you're working out of your house, because your house is your work. You know what I mean? Like it is your.
Everything is super muddy, especially now because of, you know, because of COVID. And
it gets easier though. It gets easier.
I'm just saying it makes everything a little muddy, especially with young kids, you know, to Chris's point before, you know, if you have, you know, a family, sometimes the kids don't understand. They're like, well, dad's upstairs or mom's upstairs. I want to go talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's really important having a dedicated space, helps to make that very clear, you know? Yep.
Like I'm working now. I will come out and say, hey, I will come out and play for a few minutes and then go back to work. Right. And I think that's another thing too, Chris, to answer that question that you had earlier, taking small breaks out of your time, out of your day, just to go and say, hey, even if it's for just a minute, give him a hug, go back. It's a blessing.
Be the one who goes and gets the kids from school. If they're in school, you know,
Exactly.
Every once in a while I'll have time later in the day and I'll go, and pick up my, help pick up my son from school. And he's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? He's so excited. It's crazy. So, you know, find little ways to,
like he's excited, know, or he's like, he's genuinely saying, what are you doing here? It's more like that.
He's like, okay. This is my car ride with mom. What the crap are you doing here?
You're messing it all up.
You're ruining it. No. But no, I think it's as an entrepreneur, you know, typically working from, we were talking about entrepreneurs working from home, who are, you know, parents or family, or, you know, married, whatever. But I think it's about taking back things that you want to be able to control in your life, to restore that balance. So, you know, for like me, one of the things I said is, you know, when we start this company, I don't ever want to have to ask for time off to go, you know, to take my kid to the doctor or, to, you know, take a half day to go do something. Like I don't want.
Yeah, exactly. Or to go get a massage or go get a haircut when you want to, you know,
I apologize for that. Throw it back in my face. We're just going to glance over that. We're not even going to talk about that.
But I get what you mean.
Yeah, I don't want to have to justify taking time to do the things that I need. And I think as an entrepreneur, I think that's one of the key things is taking care of the things that you need to without having to push them off. Whereas with a normal 9-to-5, you have to like, I'll get this done, you know, at certain times. So anyway, I think we could talk about this for like a million episodes, but we need to find a stopping point now because we're like 45 minutes in. But
at the same time, I feel like this was good. Wait a minute. Oh no. Paul is back.
Paul jumps in at the end. He wants to talk about massages. Maybe that can be an off the air call.
But Paul, I'll just say this. Massages are the best thing ever. They really are. It's a game changer. It just changes.
It changes the way the game has been played.
Exactly. If you're not, you should.
10 minutes. Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad. I mean, it took 10 minutes for you to comment. Okay.
Wow. All right. No, you can't be rude. You can't be rude to the listeners.
I'm not being rude. I'm being genuine. It took you 10 minutes. Let's make it 5 next time.
You're being totally factual. I'm just being
factual. I'm being factual. Yeah. I said it in the nicest possible way.
Oh, you're cooking. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. For the kiddos, they should be coming home from school now, I think. He said he's been here for 10 minutes cooking. Yeah, so I think that we can carry this over, not necessarily next week, but definitely into a topic for the future. It's about maybe finding entrepreneurial balance, finding different ways to find balance as an entrepreneur, maybe as a head of household, maybe.
So. Yeah. Well, that's it for us, guys. Tune in next week, same time.
never miss an opportunity to join. So just give us a, just text the number. What was the number again? I always forget it. Oh yeah. 843-396-2104. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to join the community. You'll never miss an episode because you'll get notified. You can also
winjet.com/join.
Exactly.
At Winject Studios, at Jason Marlowe, at Zach Tatum. Let's cheers it out. Let's cheers it out.
Let's go.
Bring it up. Boom. Boom.
Boop. Cheers it.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.